Yesterday, Charlie Kirk was murdered. I have a lot of feelings about that sentence. In this episode, I am sitting with what that means. There is anger. There's grief. Also thinking about like the harm of words. And I'm going to share some experience of my own to give context of growing up in an extreme right-wing spaces. What it is like to live as a queer man now, and also my perspective on why debate, messy, imperfect debate, you're going to see, you'll over and over, I'm just going to say that debate is better than violence. I've kind of already said this, but you might be wondering why you should listen to me, a lowly actor on this topic. Here's some of why. I come from an ultra-right-wing background, one with some extreme religious parts in it that have even been defined by courts of law with rulings that include misdemeanors and felonies. These days, as a queer adult man, I've definitely experienced firsthand and really understand, I think, like how words and rhetoric like Charlie Kirk's rhetoric and his words, how those can cut and they can control and justify harm. So that combination of history and identity, that gives me a bit of a lens that I'm going to be talking from today. It's personal, and it's definitely shaped by some experience. I feel like I want to start here with saying, like, this isn't about doing a hit piece on Charlie Kirk. I'm going to be sharing certainly some of the ways that his rhetoric hurt me personally and hurts communities of people that I love. But I also want to just mention a few other things, and just I'm just going to be kind of riffing and thinking out loud here. But we're living in like this us versus them mentality, like this sanctimonious, my side is so much better performance. And dear God, that was what my religious family, my very conservative right-wing Christian nationalist family, like that was the beat of the drum that we marched to. Sanctimonious, my side is better. We understand something. We have the answers. And I don't know, do you feel that too? Like, do you feel that divide? Do you feel that division? Do you feel that happening? I see it so much right now in what I'm seeing online in social media commentary about this tragic event with Charlie Kirk. The tragic events, I mean, oh my God, I can go down like this like list just in the past month. That is horrendous to me. Like, it's like Charlie Kirk is just one on this list that just keeps going and going and going of violence, of murder, of gun violence, of people just being shot and killed because they have differing thoughts and beliefs. So do you feel that divide? Do you feel that division? Do you see that happening? You know, what is it about keeping us from coming together? Like, to what end? I've already said this a little bit, but I know that, yeah, was I raised to distrust the government? Absolutely. And I do. In all of this, I keep thinking, like, who benefits from keeping us fractured? Who benefits from forcing us into these separate belief systems? These two political parties, these endless echo chambers. Like, who gains when we divide ourselves in this way? I feel like I probably should just toss this in there too. Am I distrustful of the government? Was I raised with that mentality? Yes. Do I 100% like buy into that still? No, not a bit. But I can go down that rabbit trail, obviously, and I'm gonna just keep moving forward. This other thing that really ties into this thing is the phrasing is the tolerance of paradox, or the paradox of tolerance. Sorry, that we cannot be endlessly, like as a society, like we cannot be endlessly tolerant of ideas and rhetoric that are themselves intolerant. I'm reminded of some t-shirts that I saw like as a teenager in the spaces that I grew up in. The back of the t-shirts, it had splashed across it, "Intolerance is a beautiful thing." And it listed all of these characters and people from the Bible who were intolerant. And guess what? Most of them were violent, and most of them were hateful, and most of them were, you know, standing up for what is right. But if you haven't heard of this before, because I only came across this, I feel like, in the last couple of years and some of the things I've been reading, but it is that paradox of tolerance. I'm going to repeat it. We cannot be endlessly tolerant of ideas and rhetoric that are themselves intolerant. Not to justify violence, not to rationalize murder, but to recognize that some ideologies are fundamentally incompatible with a society that values life, dignity, and human rights. Within that framework, like, some ideas cannot be simply included without causing real harm. I have to repeat that. We have to recognize that some ideologies are fundamentally incompatible with a society that values life, dignity, and human rights. Before we go any further, I do want to invite you to sit with me for a moment and hear why this strikes me so deeply, not just in the world, but in my own life. And here's what I mean. Charlie Kirk, to me, he was never really a good debater. He didn't come to conversations to listen. He came to perform. He became sort of a caricature in my mind when I would watch him. He could smile. He could, you know, throw out Bible verses without context. And he could deliver like these lines with like this polished confidence, even if the lines were hollow. And that's dangerous. That actually can be really dangerous, because words shape worlds and words grow followings, and his words hurt. They fueled narratives that justified harm. As a queer man, oh God, I feel that personally. Like, right, my right to love, to marry, to exist with dignity, those were things that Charlie Kirk's rhetoric trampled on. Obviously, that hits me even harder because of my history. You know, again, I've been in spaces where scripture was twisted and used like a weapon. My family past, courts of law, again, they would define some of the parts of my past as deserving of misdemeanors and felonies. In addition to, If you've heard me talk on some of these things, you already know some of it. So I'm digressing. But I am also, in the midst of this, I am very much reminded, you know, whenever I would hear Charlie Kirk's talking points, they reminded me of that. They reminded me of this childhood that I survived. They reminded me of the childhood of religious indoctrination. They reminded me of the childhood that included some physical violence towards myself. They reminded me of, yeah, all of these things. And that is really dangerous. You know, yeah. There's something else too that is bigger here than something that I think is bigger than Charlie Kirk, and it is the culture of debate itself, like the way that we engage with each other right now. It rewards owning the other person. You know, slamming them, like, and building these echo chambers. It's all about sound bites, gotcha moments. And it's like, it's entertainment. This is not understanding. This is not growth. This is not connection. I will say this. I love that Charlie Kirk. I love it that he was willing to engage with people who saw the world differently. I just wish that he had, in addition to like building these videos and things like that, where he would show up and engage with people. I wish he had also approached it with the, like, being willing to listen. I wish we all would listen more. Like, think about it. Do you who are listening, do you know someone who's trans? Like, have you really listened to them? Do you know someone who's Muslim? Like, someone whose beliefs feel foreign or even extreme to you? Like, have you tried to understand why they believe what they do? And maybe even connect that belief to, it's like, wait a minute, what pain or what experience might be behind that belief? These are questions that, like, listening actually is really not easy. Most of us, like myself included, are horrid at it. I take that back. Am I horrid at listening? No, not all the time. And I would say that, I'm not going to own that. No, I'm not horrid at listening. Anyway, maybe you've had your own version of this, like, this sort of an experience where it's like, you know, someone's quoting scriptures or politics at you and they're using it like a weapon. And like, if you have, I can relate to that. Like that can go so deep. I guess, where am I going with this thought? I guess when I saw Charlie Kirk doing his polished sort of act, twisting scriptures, you know, performing politics, it really does make me angry, and it reopens some experiences and wounds that I've had in my own life. And yet, even with all of that, there is a sliver of something that is worth noting here. Charlie Kirk showed up to debate, even if poorly, even if for the wrong reasons. He didn't deserve to die. What he deserved was a proper debate, to be challenged with logic, reason, and truth, to be shown publicly why his rhetoric was faulty. Because that is how ideas grow. That's how I believe they grow. That is how we as a society move forward. And I don't have like a really great bow to tie on this. Like some of these talks, some of these thoughts, some of these things that I'm sharing and talking about. And maybe that's where you feel stuck too. Like I feel stuck. I feel like I'm in this like messy places. There are not easy answers in this. I have questions. I have this deep ache. Maybe you have that too. Like this overwhelming fear, feeling of needing to like do something. But not necessarily knowing what that something is. There's so many things that one could do, and you could spread yourself so thin, and you could, you know, also curl up into a ball underneath your bed and be like, I don't know what the, like, leave me alone. And I feel all of that. I guess I'm going to just kind of repeat what I just said too. Are you listening? Like, are you actually listening to understand? Or are you just standing there waiting till the other person pauses so that you can, like, you're not even listening. You're just waiting so that you can open your mouth. I don't have answers today. Just grief, anger, just this deep ache that human beings keep destroying one another. I want a world where my existence and yours is not up for debate. I am willing to work on that. I honestly don't know that I always see that from other people, especially some of them in my past. And that's on them. Maybe the best that I can say, or just kind of end this on, is this. Our lives matter. Full stop.